Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I am here today with myself, and I wanted to do a little
kind of Q&A type episode because I've never like fully done one. And I don't know, a bunch of you have been asking me a bunch of really good juicy questions in my DMs lately. If you haven't followed me on Instagram, it's at TK's Juicy Polls. And I just thought we would discuss on the pod because sometimes like I get really into the DMs and I'll respond like via audio message because I just feel like it's easier for me to respond than typing it out. But I really wanted to answer them, I guess, IRL as much in real life as we can. So I'm going to be answer them from the question sticker. And let's get right into it. Okay, first question. Do you think you would be as successful as you are if you weren't living in LA? Great question. I get asked this quite a bit. The short answer is no, if I'm being blunt. I just think the opportunity here for the specific industry and the vision for my career, like that I'm in and that I see, I don't think I would be as successful currently. And I don't think that I would, like if I were to move right now, I think that would be a mistake, or that would like, I guess, hinder a little bit of my career and the direction I want to go in. So much of my connections, which like connections and networking is everything. I feel like everyone always says that, but it does reign true. And so much of the connections and networking that I've done and like connections I've made have been simply from being at the right place at the right time, and like having a good attitude. I feel like a lot of times people mess up too when they're in the right place, it's the right time, and they don't have the right approach, or they don't have the right game plan, or they don't have the right attitude, or they don't seem approachable. Like, people are in LA are scared of what others think about them. Like, everyone's thinking about themselves. People stand out when you like go up to them with like a smile on your face and like admit you're a fan, or be like, oh my gosh, I so resonated with your last podcast. Would love to. You're literally one of my dream guests. Would love to have you on sometime. I think like casually being in the setting where you can do that is the golden ticket. Not saying that you have to do that to be successful. Like, there's so many influencers and channels and like people that live elsewhere, and you know, they figure out and grind and whatever. I just think like what I'm good at is networking. Like, that is a huge strength of mine, and like meeting people in real life. And I wouldn't be able to use that strength if I lived somewhere else. And things just happen like randomly, even like getting jobs. Like, when I was working in production and, you know, on sets and like, you know, kind of freelancing, I got so many things just because I was available and I was in the area at that time, and I was a reliable, like, person people could reach out to with a high level of integrity. Like, they knew I would show up on time, ready to go, ready to do whatever they needed. And that was just because simply I was here and I was, you know, ready to go. So yeah, I do think that it matters where you live. I don't think I would be as successful, and I don't plan on moving anytime soon. I used to think I would move like in my 30s or 40s or whatever, like back to Indiana, like in a suburb, specifically like Carmel, Indiana. But like now I'm like, would I even? Like, I just love LA and I love the opportunity. I love how diverse it is. I love how there's so much to do. Like, Indiana truly is a bubble. It's like a different bubble than LA. Like, LA has like the cloud demons. Like, Indiana has the fake Christian moms that actually are like talking shit and like sinning more than anyone I know. Not me throwing shade in this episode. Like, I feel like I know a lot of phony people in Indiana, although I love a lot of people in Indiana. Like, I don't know. I'm going on a tangent here, but yeah, I think if you want to be the best in your industry, like, why the heck not give it a shot and move to where the best area is? Like, for instance, if you wanted to be a professional golfer, I would highly recommend moving to like Southern California or Florida or like South Carolina, like somewhere you could golf year round. Because honestly, if you're like trying to be a professional golfer or like the best in the world and you live in Indiana where there's four seasons, like, it's probably not your smartest move if you want to be the best in the world. If you want to be pretty damn good at it, like, yes, you can still maintain that. But yeah, that's, I guess, my hot take. Ooh, this is interesting. How to handle feeling lost when everyone else is moving forward and you're stuck? I think the first thing I would do, like the first thing that comes to mind, is make a pro and cons list of your current status. Like, if you were to make a Facebook status right now of you and your life and your game plan, what are the pros of where you're at right now and what are the cons? Like, pro is that you love the area you live in because you want to raise a family there and yada, yada, yada. Con, feeling burnt out with work, feeling like you can't move up at your job anymore. Like, I don't know, whatever the case is. I think I would start with a pro and con list and then figure out a plan of attack from there. It's actually crazy. I feel like when I have, like, many life crises, like, for instance, I'm kind of going through my midlife or my quarter life crisis right now because I just turned 25. But every time I have one, I feel like I want to resort to asking others their opinions. I'm like, I want to ask my mom what I should do. I want to ask Alicia what I should do. I want to ask my manager what I should do. I want to ask my brother. I want to ask, like, my crush. Like, I want to ask everyone what they think I should do. But, like, no one, no matter how smart they are or intelligent or wise, is actually going to have the best answer for me more than me really looking inward and figuring out myself. One time I had this professor, believe it or not, tell me that I was going through, like, a huge breakup and I was literally so down bad. Like, I think I was the saddest I've ever been in my life. And I was, like, so confused and, like, heartbroken. I literally thought I was going to marry this guy, LOL. And they told me, I remember, like, being back and forth. I was really, like, tight with this professor. This was a female, by the way. I don't want you thinking I was, like, telling, like, this random old dude, like, my guy problems. But anyway, we were really close, and I remember telling her, like, oh, he sent me this long message. I don't know what to say back. And she was like, TK, I cannot tell you, like, your friends cannot tell you, your mom cannot tell you, like, no one can tell you what is the right thing to say back to this guy, because at the end of the day, he wasn't in love with us. Like, he doesn't even forking know me. Like, he's in love with you. He's going to be in love with whatever the fork you say. Like, no matter what, he trusts you and he's in love with you for a reason. So whatever you say will be perfect. And I think that reigns true when you're trying to decide, like, your next big step. Like, clearly you're itching for change. You're itching for a new and improved something. So trust your gut, trust your intuition, make that pro and con list. And from there, make a plan of attack. Like, trust yourself. And you know, deep down, like, what your next move is. I think you just need to figure out the practical steps you need to take to get there. What helps me the most when I'm stressed out is, like, taking action and, like, getting shit done that I've been, like, brewing in my head. For instance, this Europe trip that I'm going on, it was, like, super stressing me out because people are, like, booking flights and we were, like, talking about it and, like, talking about what we're gonna wear. And I was, like, I couldn't even enjoy the thought of, like, being on a boat in Croatia, which is so crazy and so insane that I'm even saying that, like, how cool. But I couldn't even enjoy the thought of, like, drinking wine in Europe because I was so stressed out about the logistics that weren't planned. And what immediately relieved my stress and made me feel better was taking action and just, like, starting booking my flights one by one, starting to find Airbnbs or hotels or whatever the case is, and just make a plan of attack and trust yourself, because at the end of the day, every man's for themselves, and you can ask. People are going to give you opinions, like, their opinions based on their life and their experiences, and yours is so different from theirs, no matter, like, how related you are to them. So I think just make a plan of attack, write it down. I'm so visual. I love to see, like, you know, a chart or a Venn diagram, whatever you need to do, write it down and start small. I guess that would be my piece of advice there. Wow, this is a great question. I'm scared to answer it, but I'm going to. Where do you want to be in life in your next 2 years? Okay, I want to have had more experience with dating. Like, I want to have kind of a serious relationship. Like, I feel like I've only had one, like, really, really serious one. The rest I've, like, I call them dilly-dallying because they weren't, like, that serious. And I kind of want to go through like being so in love and like being so heartbroken. Not that I'm like wishing that upon myself, but I kind of want to go through that again because I feel like I am so caught up in like being independent and like, you know, doing my own thing and figuring it out on my own that like I miss someone being there to like help me when I'm down bad or like little things. Like I don't want to get too comfortable like being too independent. And I know some people like might not relate, but I'm like naturally so independent. It's like hard for me to depend on others for things. And I want to practice like that scares me to like ask someone for help or have someone be there to help me with things. But it also excites me because I know I could really use it in some areas. And I really want to practice, I guess, dating more, like being more vulnerable, putting myself out there, trying new things. Like expressing my feelings. Like it's weird because I'm a Cancer and everyone's like, oh, you're supposed to be so emotional. Like that scares the shit out of me. I would rather be like the hard ass Miranda Priestly, like till the day I die. But I also want to have like a family one day. I want to have kids. I want to have my golden retrievers. I want to be in love. I want to do life with a partner. So I at least want to like practice. Not that I'm saying like the next relationship I have needs to be like the end all be all, but I think practice makes perfect when it comes to dating. And also I want to have like crazy stories to tell my kids, like, oh my God, one time I dated this doctor and then I dated this athlete and then I dated this engineer, like whatever it is. Like I want to have experience and be able to help my future daughters dating. So yeah, there's that. Where else do I want to be in 2 years? I think I want to be like way more like fully committed to myself. I feel like I'm still pleasing others in so many areas of like life, and I want to be so forking confident in like my yeses meaning yes, my noes meaning no. So confident in my brand, so confident in my YouTube channel, like so confident in my podcast. Like I'm not gonna lie, I have some killer ass ideas. I just struggle with making the time to execute them. So in 2 years, I wanna have no problem like executing things or like scheduling them, making time for myself and my ideas. Like that is no question going to be happening for me in 2 years. I really want that to be happening. I would love to have my own studio like set for my podcast. Right now I'm like currently sharing this awesome space with other podcasters, which I forking love and I'm so grateful for, and it has amazing lighting. I love my team, everything, but I just want to level up that way. Maybe I'll be living on the West Side in 2 years, or like maybe I'll buy my first piece of property. I definitely want to have invested in like whether it's more stocks or some type of real estate, something like that. What else in 2 years? Hopefully my skin's forking cleared by then. Jesus. oh, I want to have merch in 2 years. Hopefully that's within this year. I want to have... let's manifest this. In 2 years, I'm going to be having guests I couldn't even imagine being possible on this podcast. They're going to be like approaching me because I'm going to be that good of a host. I'm manifesting. I get better hosting skills and interviewing skills. I just hope I'm like myself right now, but like elevated to the extreme, and excited about life, happy, all of those things, of course. But yeah, those are like the quick little things, I guess. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Ooh, great question. How would you describe yourself in 3 words? High level of integrity. I know that was like 8 words in one, but high integrity. I want to say one of the words, like approachable, bubbly, charismatic, like one of those. And then maybe I'll say like excited. I feel like that's a good word for me. Excited, high level of integrity, maybe like dedicated. We'll go with those. How do you break the ice on dates? I pretend I'm in a podcast interview. I'm like, where are you from? Who are your siblings? Like, tell me about where you grew up. How did you end up here? A fun question I love asking, even in a networking setting, is what do you like to do for fun? What shows are you into right now? You can even play the game. Like, right now on TikTok, there's that game that's like, he's a 10, but he wears flip-flops. Like, and then people are like, he's a 5. You could like play that game. Oh my gosh, recently on my Instagram, I said like, what's your starting 5 lettuces? So I was like, my number 1's arugula. My number 2 is, I think, romaine. My number 3 is iceberg, whatever I said. I forget. But like, I think ranking like your 5, like what are your starting 5 shows? I also think if you use the thing like starting 5, because starting 5 is like a term they use in basketball. It's like the first starting 5 players. And then your 6th man is like who comes in when the starting 5 has already performed for a little. So I think if you use that, that'll impress the guy too if he's into sports. I'd be like, what's your starting 5 drinks? And then I would be like, my point guard is the margarita, because it kind of runs the show, reliable. My center is a Corona because, I don't know, the long neck, whatever. I don't know. Like, get creative that way. Someone asked, how do you narrow down what you want to pursue? I have so many dreams I want to run after. That's a great question. I feel like I struggled with this because I'm pretty decent at wearing a bunch of different hats. It's not like I'm like the best gymnast in the world, but I was like decent at it. I was decent at tennis. I was decent at golf. I was decent at art, like the arts and stuff in high school. Like, it was hard for me to like hone in on one thing because I feel like the like prodigies and the people that stood out were like the best basketball player or like the best golfer or whatever. I think you need to hone in like what you're best at. What's crazy about YouTube is like I literally, it's a combination of like all the things I'm good at. So I feel very lucky that I figured that out. But I know not every like career path is like that. Like, you can still be artsy and be a doctor or whatever the case is. Actually, you know what's crazy about being a doctor is it does require being creative and low-key artsy, because sometimes you're in there and you were supposed to do, you're supposed to like put a bone back together, but actually you see a tumor and you end up having to be creative on how you're going to get that out without puncturing something. Like, it really is a creative job, I guess, in some capacity. Some doctors listening to this cringing like, shut the fork up, you stupid YouTuber. But I think going back to the list, like writing down, like, what are you good at? Are you good at talking to people? Are you good at like office work? Are you good at organizing? The best thing you can do is figure out your weaknesses. And then from there, find a career that like kind of hones in on your strengths. So like, yeah, I'm bad. I'm not good at like email. I'm not good at office work, really. I'm a horrible test taker. I'm not great with numbers. I am like a ideas person. I love to think big. Sometimes I'm not even very practical with my ideas. Like I would not be a good an accountant. I would not be a good financial advisor. Like, I, that's why I hire people to do that shit for me. I think, yeah, going back to the list and writing down, like, what am I great at? Like, what, not just like, oh, what am I good at? This is what I'm, what are you forking great at? And what are you bad at? Because, like, there's only a few things, if you actually narrow it down, that you're forking great at. Like, I would not put tennis and golf and gymnastics, even though I'm pretty good at those things, I would not put that in the forking great category, because it's like, I'm not forking great. I'm forking great at talking to people. Like, I didn't even realize that was such a skill until, like, everyone and their mother started telling me that. That's another thing, is you can ask, like, your friends and family and, like, peers. You can be like, hey, can you send me, like, three things you think I'm forking amazing at, and that'll help you like realize like what other people see in you and like value in you. Ooh, what are your red flags in guys? Don't have hometown friends, don't have any sort of relationship with their family. I mean, there's very, very small instances where they have crazy family experiences, which I know is like once in a blue moon, but if they don't have like any sort of relationship, like long-term relationship, red forking flag. Navy sheets. No, I'm kidding. name is Chad. No, I'm kidding. I guess if they don't pay for my thing or my drink or my dinner to begin with, I'm traditional in that way. There's no other explanation. I think that they should pay for that. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I was going to say like common things, like if they don't take my job seriously. Like, that's not even a red flag. That's just, like, disgusting. I, like, would not go on a date with someone that doesn't think that or that thinks, like, that way. Oh, bad texter. Like, being on, quote-unquote, a bad texter. I think that's a red flag. Like, I'm only a bad texter when I don't give a fork or I'm, like, yeah, that's not real, in my opinion. Ooh, this is interesting. Someone asked, what happened with the boy? I feel like if you've been watching my vlogs, you know I've been referring to this one guy. I haven't talked to him, honestly. Like, I do sometimes. It's not like he lives in my head rent-free, but sometimes I think about him and, like, how I wish he would forking text me, but I don't think he will. And I need to stop thinking about someone that doesn't want to put in time and effort for me. You know what's really, like, I'm struggling with right now, though? Ah, this is me being vulnerable. Is, like, there's two other guys that have been, like, trying to take me on dates, and they're being persistent as fork and, like, awesome. Like, they're being everything I want this other guy to be. And for some reason, like, I can't get myself to go on a date with the guys that are being persistent, and I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm, like, part of me is like, okay, I wanted to wait for my acne to clear up, if I'm just being honest. But because I got a facial and it was like literally a shit show on my face for a hot second. But also, like, and I was off my birth control, so I was like breaking out hormonally for a while. But also, I don't know. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I scared to go on these dates? Like, I've already convinced myself that I don't like them. And that's just like so far from the truth. I've convinced myself I'm not attracted to them. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm partly scared. I don't know. It's so kind of unlike me, because normally I'm like, that confident girl that's like, fork it, I'll go get a drink with whoever. So I need to get out of my head. But it's weird because if homeboy hit me up, I would like totally go on a date. I'd be so happy to go on a date with him. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I need to like really force myself to go on other dates so I can like really get over the guy. This is the problem, is it's like I'm literally feel like I'm breaking up with someone I never even was with. And that's what's, I should have never even, like, I should not be at this point. Like, I should have never let it get to that point. So yeah, that's the update. We can't have it all together in all areas of life. My love life is lacking. I need to put more time and effort. Like, I need to go on the dates. What's wrong with me? I need to go on the dates with guys that actually want to put time and effort and, like, want to take care of me and, like be a good partner to me. Like, I don't know. I need to let boys be nice to me. Something's wrong with me in that area. Ooh, someone said, to get into a career like yours, what would be the most beneficial thing to study in university? Maybe like marketing, or honestly like production, like digital media. The main skill that'll help you get in this career and thrive and like get guaranteed money is knowing how to edit. If you know how to edit, like you can edit your own videos, you'll be Gucci flip-flops like for yourself. But not only that, like on the side you can edit for others, you can freelance, there's so many jobs that need editors. And I think it's like the most, if you're a good ass editor, it's like one of the most valuable, like that's personally as a creator, I confidently would spend my most money on a good editor versus anything else. So yeah, know how to forking edit. Whatever major will teach you that. What are your go-to lines when you approach people for networking? The one I already said, which was, what do you like to do for fun? I had a guest on named Two. You should listen to it. She was so good with like this question, but she's been asking, I've been using it lately. She asks, do you have any upcoming trips? Which normally everyone like does, which is weird when you think about it. Like, I don't know. Someone always has, even if it's like a little weekender getaway or like a one day thing. That's a good question. Another good question I like is like, oh, have you seen, you know, like Elvis is really popular right now. So I'd be like, oh, have you seen Elvis? Or like talking about like current shows. Like, what are your favorite shows? You know, what's an interesting question is what lives rent free in your head? Because I feel like someone could say something funny or deep. Like they could literally be like, pizza, like that's something that lives rent-free in my head. But something deep that lives rent-free in my head is, you know, so-and-so guy that blah 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 blah. Like it just opens up a new can of worms that could be really exciting. So yeah, I would say those things. Do you want tattoos? You should totally get cute minimalistic cherries. I think that I would get those cherries. But, like, I will never, I don't think, get a tattoo. Knock on wood. Unless something, like, tragically happens to me or my family where I would, like, want to do it in honor of someone or, like, a really good friend. But I also could see myself, like, honoring them in different ways other than a tattoo. Tattoos are, like, not me. Like, you know when people are like, that's so you? Like, they just aren't me. Tattoos. How do you know if you're balanced with work and life? Oh my gosh, I wish I knew, Demi. I really do wish I knew. What if I was like, Demi Lovato asked me this question? That would be crazy. No, this is a different Demi. I have no idea how you know when you're balanced with work and life. I feel like this is one of my biggest struggles, is finding balance and not having guilt. Like, I know the term guilt-free is a little triggering, so I'm sorry, but this isn't even like in relation to food, like, or whatever it is triggering about. Like, for me, I get so guilty when I'm not working, or when I'm like partying too much, or when I'm working too much and not having fun. Like, I feel like it's hard for me to fully commit to something and not be guilty about the other side of it. So I'm really trying to work on, first of all, committing to something and fully committing and not having any guilt, period. But I think the best way is for me to attack like having balance in life is scheduling it out. So, you know, schedule your fun social time at like 7 p.m. so that way you're you like have to be clocked out by 6 so you can get ready for your fun social thing at 7. And like this also goes for resting. Like for me, I almost need to schedule like my resting hours, which this is going to sound so crazy to some people, but I need to schedule like, okay, I'm going to start watching a movie at 7 p.m. or like 8 p.m. or whatever, because otherwise I won't. Like I'll be dilly-dallying. I'll be like, oh, I can get ahead of with this. I can start working on this. And it's really exhausting. And then it just like I get burnt out easily. I think scheduling time to do both work and play is the best thing you can do. Oh, wow. This is an interesting question. How to be treated equal as a woman professional? Roe v. Wade decision scaring me, to be honest. My first initial thought, which I know is not relatable to most, is like surround yourself with other strong females. Not everyone can do that and like has the opportunity to do that. I'm very grateful because I feel like luckily YouTubing and influencing and like what I do is so heavily dominated by strong females. And I'm so lucky to have like Alicia, my manager, Remy, like people like that, be surrounded by them constantly who are just boss ass bitches killing it and like running their businesses with employees, whatever. Like I think being surrounded by other females that I look up to and I know are crushing it, that inspires me to be like, I could be like that one day. So I think definitely finding someone within your company that you can look up to, like another female. I think even like once you find that female, like approaching them and asking maybe for like 10 to 20 minutes or like a quick coffee break with them or spending the lunch break with them and like picking their brain, like expressing your concerns, like not too crazily, but it's not like you need to unload on your like fellow superior coworker. But I think being like, hey, I admire this so much about you. You know, like, how do you remain so strong when, like, stuff like this is going on in the world? Like, I think people want to help way more than you think. So asking them, like, little questions here and there is super underrated and could provide a lot of value for you. And also, when people come to me for advice or questions like that, it really warms my heart and makes me feel like I'm, oh, my gosh, all this work and effort, like, is worth it. And like if this can inspire the next girl or the next girl that moves from Indiana or the next girl that like doesn't have anything in common like in her high school or whatever, you know what I mean? Like it really does mean a lot to the superior, the person you're looking up to, when you ask them for advice or questions. So I think finding the person and then asking them the question. I'm trying to think though, if you don't have any females like in your orbit, that like if you're in a mainly male dominated workplace, maybe like following other like boss ass bitch females, like shoot them a DM. I think following, like use the internet and talk about maybe your workday like on the internet or on TikTok. Like I feel like so many people have built like awesome communities within the corporate world just on TikTok. Like I follow some people that are like in the corporate world. They're like 9 to 5 as a accountant or a girl working in tech or as a girl on Wall Street. Like I love watching those videos and I feel like they find their like small but mighty community. So maybe like following others in your field if you don't have one in real life that you can like follow and ask questions to. Oh my gosh, how to get over a friendship breakup. She doesn't think she did anything wrong. Oof. I think a lot of, well, first of all, time heals so much, which kind of sucks, but it just does. So, you know, whatever that takes, just know time heals. Second of all, normally it's like a bunch of things built up that like both of you shoved under the rug, at least for me. That's the case, or like that has been the case in the past, and like lack of communication. So I think having a very open and honest, candid conversation, like, hey, I know this is going to sound stupid and ridiculous, but this bothered me. Or, hey, can you be really straight up? Like, what's every, you know, what are the main things that really bothered you? Like, was there a certain situation that I remembered. Because I remember, like, I had a friendship breakup and we rekindled, like, a year later or whatever. And something that, like, completely, like, almost ruined the friendship for her was something I didn't even know, like, was on the plate or on the table. Like, I had no idea that that even bothered her in the slightest. So I think being very open, like, I wish she would. I remember being like, what did I do? Like, I'm confused. This is what pissed me off, is she said things that didn't ring true. Like, she was making an overall umbrella statement about something that literally had nothing to do with the thing that actually pissed her off. So just be, like, communicative. Had she said the thing to begin with, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize that bothered you that much. This is what I was actually thinking in that moment. Yada, yada. So I think being very, very, very honest with yourself, like, what genuinely bothered you? You know what I mean? Like, don't try and make shit up that bothered you. Like, what actually did? And then hopefully they share the same. Ooh, interesting question. What motivates you career-wise on a tough day? This is, like, one thing I don't struggle with that much, which is weird because I definitely struggle with a lot of other things. But, like, I am, like, so motivated when it comes to career shit, because I think I do believe in myself and I do believe in the potential I have, and I do believe in the potential, like, of my channel. Like, where I'm at right now is nowhere where I want to be, and I like that feeling. I also feel like I am so lucky and, like, privileged because I have, you know, I'm surrounded with people like Alicia, Remy, like Ashley, you know, all these amazing, like, I look up to them so much, and I'm like, I'm not even close to where they are. So I know it's possible. So having them is, like, such a motivating factor. I think what a tough day for me in the internet world entails is, like, when I read a comment that really, like, strikes a chord, or when I'm not feeling confident in myself, or, like, the way I look, or I'm not in the mood to film, or I'm, like, spiraling about something else and I can't even focus on work. Like, that's what I really struggle with when it comes to motivation, like, for career stuff. So what I do, like, is, like, what I do anytime I'm in a funk is sometimes, like, I'll call a friend, I call my mom, I call someone that I know, like, just gets me going in a way. It gets me feeling something. I think also, like, this is so simple, but, like, a walk. Like, sometimes I need to get out of my own head. So, like, the first thing you need to do is remove yourself from the environment that you're in. So are you locking yourself in your bedroom? Have you been in the same, like, house or room or office the whole day? Like, get outside, get in the sun, get where other people are. Like, go to the grocery store, go to the gas station, like, run an errand almost, and, like, get out of your own head. Like, throw on some music, like, do the things that, like, can intellectually stimulate you in some other way. Like, you're hearing good sounds, you're seeing a new environment, you're feeling whatever. Like, I don't know. I think shocking your body a little bit, that's just, like, the first thing. And then if this is, like, a long-term thing, like career motivation, like, maybe you need to reassess your goals and, like, really look at, like, your next 3 to 5 year plan. I think it always helps when I journal and I'm like, okay, where do I want to be and how am I going to get there? Because if I want to be at, you know, A, B, and C in 3 years, and I'm dilly-dallying right now, there's no way I'm going to achieve that. So I think, like, making a clear vision for your goals, because if you don't have a clear vision for them, no one forking else will. You have to be really clear about what you want to do. Like, for me, let's say I wanted to pursue dancing or something, and I had yet to even start that. Like, and if I wanted to be a professional dancer in 3 years or be taken seriously, and I'm not even going to classes right now, like dance classes, well, there's the first step, is starting getting back on the horse, like start going to the classes again, or things like that. I think can really, like, it's crazy how when you break it down, how simple life is, like how simple the steps are for you to get to where you want to be. So yeah, I hope that I kind of went on a tangent, but I hope that, like, somewhat answered your question. Do you have any daily affirmations? I feel like most of the time mine are like, I am pretty, I am sexy, I am a catch, I am a confident ass bitch. I am a phenomenal YouTuber. I am smart. Like, anytime I've ever like doubted myself in any capacity, like that's what I'm like convincing myself. Like, you have to literally convince yourself that you are those things, because no one's going to be your biggest cheerleader more than you. And sometimes, you know, fork the people that are like, oh, they have such a big ego. Like, there's no really such thing as being like too confident, because the most successful people in the world are like crazy confident. Like, they say like out of pocket shit that you're like, honestly, you're on the right track when you're saying out of pocket shit that you believe you can do, and you have people looking at you like, this person's crazy. Not to use him as an example, but I recently watched the Kanye West documentary, which I know we all have our opinions on him, and all, at the end of the day, Team Kim and Team Pete. But Kanye, like, no one can undermine his success and how much of like a creative genius and kind of like business guy that he is. He is the ultimate like confident ass bitch. Like, the way that he would like, he literally would walk into like Roc Nation or whatever the record label was, and he would like start playing All Falls Down like to the receptionist, and he'd be like, give me a studio. Like, he was so out of pocket confident in his own shit. He literally was paying or having someone follow him around with a video camera, because he was like, this is gonna be like worth millions one day, because I'm going to be like the biggest artist in the world. Like, you literally have to believe in yourself that much, because there's gonna be times when you don't and no one else does, and you have to like stand up for yourself and be like, whatever, if people say you have a big ego, that's their issue. Like, you have to be so unapologetically yourself and so forking confident during times like that. So I'm constantly trying to remind myself and counteract my inner demons. Like, I am forking hot. I am wifey material. I am, you know, the next big like YouTuber. I am smart. You know, I give great advice. I am the queen of networking. People wish they could come on my podcast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you literally have to say like random, insane thoughts. That's the start, is you have to like think it, say it out loud, write it down, and then like eventually you'll believe it. Eventually it'll come true. But yeah, that's my advice there. What was your lowest point in life? Oh my gosh, this is deep. Honestly, probably when my parents got divorced and they told me. I like distracted myself with work. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was partying. I was like overeating. Like, I would eat my feelings. I was not putting myself first. I was just saying yes to anything that would distract me from the thought of my parents like getting divorced. And yeah, that was my like, that I feel like that was my worst part, or my worst point of life, like my lowest point. I hope you guys enjoyed this like Ask TK segment on the pod. Let me know if you guys want more of these. I'm happy to do them. I love when you guys ask me like questions that genuinely make me think, because most of the time I'm like, is this even interesting? So thank you so much for submitting the questions. I love you all. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Comment down below an affirmation that you have been saying lately. Comment it down below, and be sure to rate and review this podcast. Peace out. Love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.